We are now joined by Project Hope President Chris Skopeck. Project Hope is a global health and humanitarian organization with teams in Venezuela right now trying to help whoever needs it. Chris, good morning. Give us an update. What are your teams in Venezuela telling you about the situation on the ground right now? I'm still stunned to see these concrete towers completely flattened by these quakes.
Good morning, and thank you for having me. Indeed, it's been a tremendous tragedy. And to be sure, we spent the first 10 hours following these two earthquakes, tracking down all of our team members, their family members, making sure everybody was safe. From that point on, our teams have been deploying into all the most affected areas, doing extensive assessments, specifically of the healthcare system, which is where we've been working within Venezuela over the last 7 years. What we're seeing is what's to be expected. The 14 healthcare centers that Project Hope supports in the affected areas are absolutely overwhelmed with patients. They have no electricity. Many of them have no running water. They are desperate for more supplies. They are running out of the obvious things, trauma supplies, IV fluids, bandages, pain medication, and other pharmaceuticals. So it really is a scary and desperate time for the people of Venezuela.
And the items that you've just mentioned that these healthcare centers need seem urgent and immediate.